So congratulations, you've cracked the nod for our hot seat feature. Obviously, it's Women's Month, so we're talking about women in sport. And you were a sportswoman already as well. Can we just be clear on this, guys?
That
Rachel, before she was Rachel Khaleesi, was Rachel Smith, the water polo, the hockey, the everything. She's a bona fide sports person.
So I'm very into CrossFit these days. Obviously not currently, but when I'm not pregnant, I'm very into CrossFit.
When I'm not pregnant, it does sound like you do it, once every 2 years or so.
That was actually going to be one of our questions. You're on child number four now. Are you guys trying to make an entire rugby team?
I'm pretty sure Sia's got it in his head that it's going to happen, but not all through this body, I can tell you that.
So I think we need to say, first of all, Rachel, congratulations. I know that you announced your pregnancy online on social media in July. I think you put up a picture on Instagram of yourself, you're lying down, and you're saying halfway there, and your stomach looks like most of us girls, that's our workout go-to. One day we're going to have a flat stomach like that, and that's your pregnant tummy. So you seem to be carrying well.
Yeah, I was very small with Nick as well, with our son. But, the lying down thing is always good because everything just falls to the back. So maybe a strategic move, babe.
And, you've got Nicholas, who's two. And then you and Sia have, you've taken custody of Liema and Lipelo. How do the children feel about getting a little, is a sister or brother, do you know?
Sister, they're so excited. Pelo especially, she's excited to have another little person in the house.
Sure.
I'm not extremely girlish, and she is. So she's so excited for like tutus and pink clothes and stuff. So.
And you must be excited to have an 8-year-old around to help, because they're at that age where it's exciting to help with the nappies and the babies, and you can kind of sit back a bit.
No, really, in the mornings, I don't know if any of you guys have kids, but when you just need that extra 20 minutes, you just had like the worst night, and you just need 20 minutes of just an extra, and they're just great with that. They like take Nick over and just, feed him breakfast and stuff, so it's so helpful.
That is amazing.
And have you decided on a name yet, Rachel?
We have not yet. It's always a bit difficult to satisfy both sides of the family. So, not confirmed yet.
Are you giving?
Although it's got Khaleesi at the end so far.
Please, can I make a suggestion? Just to put it in the hat, you can vote for it or whatever, but surely Daenerys Khaleesi has to be an option.
That actually wasn't even mentioned, but it's not a bad idea.
Rachel? Did Sia pay Lebolo for you?
He did not.
What?
So he tried to like have the conversation with my dad, but my dad didn't.
We don't do that.
Didn't click for him.
Does he at least bring meat to the braai?
So we love a braai, but when it came to like paying Lebolo and stuff, my dad just didn't. Didn't understand it and stuff. So
that's right. Every time.
Sia's family was told about it as well, so it's okay.
You should have explained to your dad how much. You know how much a cow costs nowadays?
Honey, I know. Dad, you don't know what you've given up yet. We were already investing in our own family and kids and stuff, so.
The question now is, you're expecting a daughter. And you're going to have to make the decision, I guess, of when your daughter gets married. Are you guys going to want Lobola?
Absolutely. We haven't actually even discussed that yet. Yeah, I haven't even thought about that. But, now that you mention it and, considering the cost of cows is probably just going to increase during time and property.
So we're going to look out for the Khaleesi Dairy Farm sometime soon. Rachel, I have a question more from just unfortunately, we are in a country that as much as we are liberating and liberated people, we've still got quite a lot of closed-minded people. And obviously, to state the obvious, you're in an interracial relationship. Do you still find that you get looks when in public with Sia and with your children?
Definitely. But, sometimes it is a sad thing if the look is coming from a person that, is being judgmental or whatever. But the thing is, we may perceive it as different to what they're thinking about. So they may be looking at our family and being like, wow, like a little bit shocked maybe, like what a diverse family, So we can't just go ahead and assume that it's always a negative, you know, horrible thing, you know, that we see. But yeah, I mean, we just try not to look at everything in a negative light.
Now, you said in one of your TV interviews recently that in the early stages of dating Sia, someone actually confronted you and asked if you were a prostitute.
I think we said lady of the night, Jessica.
Well, that's what you said.
What?
I can't even explain. It wasn't even like she came up to me and said, you don't have to do this, you don't need to be a prostitute. And I said, I'm not a prostitute, and she left. She literally stood by our table for like an hour.
What?
I told her, I'm about to get stuck into this woman. And I'm just, but, yeah, shame. I don't know. Maybe she had a little bit, you know, too many bubbles that evening. But, yeah, she was just convinced that I must be a prostitute because I was out with her and all of her friends, so...
Well, look, we know that you were not a lady of the night, and that one of those first dates went very well because eventually he put a ring on it, and you guys got married, and I saw some of your wedding pictures, and your husband had a cast with crutches, and there's a lot of blue around the crutches too. As a woman on your wedding day, just honestly, how irritated were you with your fiancé when he got hurt right before the wedding?
It wasn't even, like, on the wedding day. Okay, honestly, like, my first reaction when he got hurt, I was like, just let him be okay. Like, just let him get up and be alive and see it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you start thinking about, like, your first dance and stuff and then finding out, okay, he's got to have an op. And then, like, I was literally speaking to that guy and I was like, is there anything we can do, like, just one night, you know? And he's like, no. So, you know what, it's a part of the game and it's just something like we'll always remember.
An adrenaline injection or something.
So what did you do for the first dance, though?
Oh, God, it was so funny. I promise you. Here's the character. Okay, so he landed up like, I know it sounds bad, but he was like twerking.
That's my boy.
So, yeah, he's like holding a crutch and then like just giving it a go. It was very interesting. Awkward, but interesting.
Yeah, when your kids are older, they're going to say, so do you remember that first dance, Mom? Yeah, it was awkward.
We definitely missed out on that whole romantic moment of, like, you know, your first dance. No, it was great fun.
Now, we do our research, and I saw on your Instagram you only joined on the 10th of August 2014, and I see you now using the platform for a worthy cause. There is a bachelor of a brother that you're advertising on Instagram.
Yeah, can we talk about that?
This is so good. We are so desperately trying to get him onto this Date My Family show. Have you guys watched
it? I think, Rachel, I think he would be the first white guy on that show. I've never seen a white guy.
That's why it'd be so amazing.
That's why. I agree with you. Let me ask you, and you can tell us, because Sia is, I mean, I know earlier you said when you first met him, you thought he was rude, and then when you get to know him, you realize that it's only because he's shy. And does he have any sort of like pre-game rituals? Does he have any things that he does at home on game day that we don't know about?
No, someone else asked me the other day. He doesn't really. He kind of just gets up in the morning, and then I just make sure that he's fed because he really doesn't do well on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he'll go off, but I promise you, it's Beyonce blaring in that car. He's not even joking when he says, like, he hits the Beyonce hard before again.
Oh, wow.
Does he?
No.
Yeah. No, I promise.
And
you won't find any, like, Linkin Park and typical, like, a.k.a. whatever. It's Beyonce.
What song?
Sia Khaleesi, the vice captain of the Springboks, listens to...
Oh, the tingling! Oh, the tingling! Put your hands up!
It's not real.
Rachel, thank you for talking to us. Send our love to your man.
I will, for sure.
And
good luck trying to sell off Joel, your brother.
I'll tell him to look you up.
I've got him here, at JC Smith 7. We found him, don't worry.
That's the one.
Okay, just to tell him to look out for that DM from Kerry Miller. Okay?
Yeah.
It does seem like DMs are the way to go when it comes to Smith, say.
Hey.
No, the DM people are winning these days.
Thank you so much for speaking to us, and good luck with the pregnancy.
Yes, good luck.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it. Cheers.
Bye.